My name is Champ Spidell, and I'm the chef owner at Persimmon Restaurant here in Bristol. So what we're going to make is we're right at the beginning of the season of winter squash. So we've got some different winter squashes. We've got sort of Long Island cheese, red curry, butternut, acorn, and carnival squashes that we're making into a soup, which is very simple. All you have to do is peel, chop, and then cover the squashes with either some chicken stock or water, bring it up to a boil, season it well, and pop it into a blender and put it through a sieve, and voila, you've got soup. And that's exactly what we've done here at the restaurant. We may put a few extra garnishes than someone may at home, but at the end of the day, it's still a great soup. And this time of year, it's the perfect accessory for any sort of weekend activity or just a simple hearty meal after a long day at work. When I was in college in Florida, I was a butcher, and that helped pay for school, and that led me to cooking. And then so I came up here to go to Johnson & Wales then, and really fell in love with it, fell in love with a woman here in Rhode Island named Lisa, who is also my wife and owner here at Persimmon. And we have come full circle with that in opening a butcher shop 3 years ago in Barrington. So I've been up here for 15 years now, and we've been in Persimmon for 8, and still love it, still enjoy it. But butchery, I have to say, led me to cooking, to really understand what happens after I put the piece of meat across the counter. Our goal was to, you know, sell our product, the type of food that I really love to do, which, you know, is of a place. It's of Rhode Island. It's using an incredible amount of Rhode Island and New England ingredients, as well as obviously ingredients around this great country and all over the world. But it was sort of bringing our own unique touch. We wanted to do something a little bit different than a lot of some of the more tourist-driven restaurants. But at the same time, just you know, we only have 37 seats, so we want to do something that was just distinctively us. You know, it's still a work in progress, we feel. It's not our opus. It's still our little experiment. And each day we learn something new, and we always want to pass that on.